This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When President Bush nominated Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State, he also made another key appointment. Rice holds a critical post as National Security Advisor, and to take over that job, the president named Stephen Hadley. He's been Rice's deputy for the past 4 years. He served other Republican presidents going back to Richard Nixon. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Stephen Hadley, a lawyer by training, worked largely behind the scenes during the first Bush term. He has rarely given on-the-record speeches or briefings as Deputy National Security Advisor. And when President Bush made public his promotion yesterday at the White House after announcing Condoleezza Rice's nomination to be Secretary of State, Hadley remained in the background.
Steve served Presidents Nixon, Ford, and Bush before me, and he has done a superb job as Dr. Rice's deputy during these past 4 years. Steve is a man of wisdom and good judgment. He has earned my trust, and I look forward to his continued vital service on my national security team.
When Hadley began his work for President Bush in 2001, he was identified mostly with missile defense and nuclear weapons issues. He had written an important paper in 2000 arguing that a Republican administration could and should move quickly to deploy missile defenses, a position that the president and the Pentagon adopted. Kenneth Adelman, an arms control official during the Reagan administration, has known Hadley for 15 years, since the days when missile defense was known as the Strategic Defense Initiative.
He was very knowledgeable about SDI, and he was very knowledgeable about dealing with the Allies and NATO issues, which he handled over at the Pentagon. So that was his area of expertise.
Hadley became a member of a small group of advisors who guided the first George W. Bush presidential campaign in foreign policy. They called themselves the Vulcans, and many of them took key mid-level positions in the administration. James Mann told their story in his book, The Rise of the Vulcans, The History of Bush's War Cabinet.
He was part of the team that included Paul Wolfowitz, Scooter Libby, now Cheney's chief of staff. These are the team that put together really the vision that this Bush administration has acted on. He is by style a very open, straightforward guy, but he's really been part of the vision for this administration from the start.
Still, Hadley has been described by some who know him as open-minded, tough, but respectful of those with whom he disagrees. Only once during the president's first term did he emerge significantly into the public eye. That was in mid-2003, when he took responsibility for failing to alert the president that the CIA tried to remove from that year's State of the Union speech the line about Iraq seeking to purchase uranium from the African nation of Niger. That is characteristic of Hadley, says James Steinberg, the Deputy National Security Advisor in the Clinton administration.
There's been often too little of that in the administration, so I admire him for it. I don't think that in many ways the real responsibility lies with him, but I think it's characteristic of his own sense of responsibility that he is somebody who's prepared to say, whether I was directly involved or not, I'm willing to take the responsibility because the buck stops here.
Hadley gained a great deal of diplomatic experience in the first Bush term. He traveled widely, usually with a small group of senior officials who often disagreed on key areas such as Korea and the Middle East. It was a crucial role, says James Steinberg, one not usually associated with a deputy national security advisor.
I think Steve filled a void on the diplomatic front that was missing from the overall administration team. He is a thoughtful person who is respected abroad, and I think that it was a way of being able to try to bring together the different perspectives across the administration in a traveling team that had these different views.
Some who know him say he is not likely to have the same intimate relationship with President Bush that Rice did. He is described as scholarly and fastidious. Some recall President Bush giving him grief for wearing penny loafers to the ranch in Crawford, Texas. Steve Hadley doesn't own a pair of work boots, said one former White House staffer. That same staffer said he will have his work cut out for him as National Security Advisor. He will be in a subordinate position to the key members of the National Security Team, Pentagon Chief Donald Rumsfeld, Rice at the State Department, the new Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and Vice President Cheney. There will be a higher conceptual and prescriptive convergence in this team, the former official said, but an even lower ability to sort out policy differences when they arise. Mike Schuster, NPR News.